sometimes the first time that they actually can physically hold it in their hands. And so that is a tremendous encounter. But let's pray, and then I'll turn it over to Rick. Lord, we thank you for this day that you have made. I thank you for Rick, and the pray for an anointing for the words that he's going to share with us. And I thank you for the Gideons. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, am I live? I am live. Well, first of all, I want to thank fellow Gideon, John, and Joe, prayer partners, Joe and Freak and us over at our prayer meeting on Wednesdays. Known your pastor, I've known Pastor Henry for many years throughout the community, and your new pastor. I look forward to meeting him, but I did get a chance to hear a little bit of his video. I'm with Gideon's, and locally in our campus, the Gideon West Camp. Terrell McGee, one of your neighbors, pursued me. And you probably know Terrell, that's right around that side or that side. I'm a little confused sometimes, but just honored to be here. Honored to be here. I love the Word of God. I found him in 1981, and I've never been the same since. And that's what the Word of God does to us. You know, many of us have received testaments throughout the year. For our fifth graders, one of the favorite things for the Gideons to do is to be able to place a Gideon Bible, a testament, in the fifth graders' hands. And I still have mine when I was in fifth grade. And I'm sure many of you might too. And we're a little bit past fifth grade. So you might wonder sometimes, what's unique about a Gideon Bible? Well, Gideon Bible is the Bible. It's the Word of God. We do have some things in there. We have some helps in there. We have some, you know, the Romans Road to Salvation. There's items there. But it's not a unique or changed Word of God. It's the Word of God. And the Word of God works. You know, we get the benefit of being able to give out and sow testaments throughout the community. But realistically, we're just a helpmate. God does all the work, and we pray over those words where they're established. You might know us from the hotels. You pull up the hotels and you see the Gideon Bibles. Do you realize that one day in 4 hours a year, we place Bibles in our hotels? One day. We give to the military, first responders, graduating nurses. My wife's an RN. We give testaments. We understand how critical the Word of God is. It actually is the owner's manual. I'm a longtime car veteran. We have owner's manuals that are given out in the cars. We read them all the time once we get that new car, don't we? Think about that. That's what this is. It's that owner's manual to life. And in the midst of that owner's manual, we find fulfillment when we accomplish what He's called us to do. And how important is it to dig in and hear? Ken mentioned the jails. Terrell was pretty instrumental in getting us involved with Tommy Ford and Chaplain New out at the county jail. We had set a goal to place a testament in everyone incarcerated. So when you get booked, hopefully you don't get booked, but if you get booked in the county jail, you were given a New Testament. And we figured that'd be roughly 13,000 testaments a year. The hard thing about that sometimes is it's so free to give them in the jails. But in the school systems, it can be very difficult. We're fortunate to be still able to go into our schools. And we've got some good people in our community that help give us that support from our superintendent on down. So I want to share a video with you real quick, and then I'll come in and kind of close things up. So if we have the video, it's about 8 minutes long. I know you'll enjoy it.
I love that. You know, we all don't have to have that journey. But the Word of God will bring you where he wants you to go if you'll get in the Word. I was going to start my opening statement when I come in here, if I could have the ushers collect all the Bibles, because you won't need them anymore. Well, let me tell you something. America needs the Word of God. We need the Word of God daily because it literally is the owner's manual. How are you going to go through life not knowing what you're supposed to be doing? This is where we find it. Every day. I didn't know much. I wasn't a Christian as a young man. But when I got saved, someone told me I needed to read three, and they gave me the Now What book. You've probably seen the Now What book, and said read three chapters a day. I didn't know you were supposed to stop. I just kept doing it, reading and reading and reading. I love to read the Word of God. Every day he begins to speak to me and guide me, even things I don't understand, reading the begots. How do you get anything of the gospel out of the begots? You do, because the Word gets in you. And when the Word gets in you, it comes out. And daily he gives you those opportunities to share the love of Christ with those we come in contact with. Look at the condition of our cities right now. Our city. This is my city. That's how I treat it. It's my city. And it's my responsibility to love, as Christ loved, the people that are hurting. Are we hurting in this city? Yes, we're hurting in this city. We just came through major devastation. I see it every day when they come into my business. My heart breaks. You know, they come in, they have no home, their car's loaded up with their life belongings, they're living out of their car. She's 76 years old. She's not meant to be in that car. But she is. And I think, where's your children? Where's your family? So life gets to be very difficult. And you can't pick and choose what you go through life. But you can determine the attitude. And I only learn to love because I read the Word and become more like him. That's what happens with the Word of God when it's in us. You have to have it in for it to come out. Now you can talk to me about baseball. I know a lot about baseball because I put a lot in there. But I realized it started to be a God, and I started to slide, put the Word in there, and I got hungry and thirsty for righteousness, and the Word began to come out. And I'm just honored that I have a small part in there. But this is our community. Gideons love to go to the rescue mission. We're in the jails. We love to hand out the Word of God because it's not us that's changing lives. Some water, some sow, but God gives the increase. How does he take a baby that should have been aborted, that the nation still fights over the abortion issue? There's no fight in God's eye. It's over. It's wrong. Every life has a purpose. Yours, mine, everyone's. And if we're not here, then the purpose is over. But while we're here, we're to do what he's called us to do. Young people, hunger and thirst for the Word of God. Before anything else, if this is right, this here is right. And without finding Christ in my life, that marriage would have been destroyed. Probably Owen had two kids. And who knows if they knew their dad, because I was going down the wrong path. Yet Christ placed us across each other's path. Our lives were yielded to him and changed dramatically. I have two daughters in the ministry. I have grandchildren pursuing the ministry. Why? And it isn't all about ministry, let's face it. Your life where you're at is where he's placed you. And if he's placed you to shine, shine. Shine. When that word's in there, it's not tough to give an encouraging word. And that's what we do. And that's one of the joys I wanted when I got involved with Gideon's, the opportunity to testify, to give out, to make me kind of step out of that comfort zone and speak. Well, what do I say? Well, what's he did in your life? He doesn't stop. I know several of you guys have smartphones. I hope YouVersion is downloaded on your phone. Greg Rochelle, when he was in college, struggling in his way, we go to the colleges too as Gideons. He was given a Gideon Testament. He opened up the Testament and it literally changed his life. And YouVersion is a part of what is his. And he's a very well-known minister too. But there's another app I'd like to have you download if you got a smartphone, and that's the Gideon Bible app. You see, in March, I was up at a funeral in Minnesota.
And a friend of mine whose husband had discipled me, he's since gone. I always go over and visit him because people that made an impact and a difference in my life, I want them to know I'm still standing. I'm still walking. The fruit of their labors are going deep and wide. Well, she had a young lady from Ethiopia in her house. She always has people in her house. And her brother, the girl's brother, was in from Ethiopia, and he didn't speak good English. And Miss Marcy, the owner of the house, had asked me, would you just talk to him a little bit? So I thought, well, I'll talk to him. And I had a hard time communicating with him. He's about 25 years old. But I realized I have the Gideon Bible app. And he speaks three Ethiopian languages. And I couldn't really converse with him real well. We kind of struggled a little bit with understanding. And I whipped open my Gideon Bible app. I opened up the Ethiopia section. They have like 1,200 languages. And there were five dialects of Ethiopia language. So we started out with John 3:16. And we jumped into a little bit of a book of Acts. And there was conversing going on. But I gave him the app. And I opened it up, and it actually had voice. So it started reading. And I'm kind of watching his eyes. I don't understand anything. You know, I understand. I have a pea brain. This is not the mind of God. So I'm watching how God is working in this guy's life. Now, he didn't give his life to Christ. But we spent about an hour and a half into the Word. As he's speaking, he'd stop it, and he'd share with his sister that spoke good English. She was saved. And they begin to communicate. And I know God had word that was planted and seed sown in that life at that time. But the Gideon Bible app is a real good app. It also has a list of all the countries, so sometimes when I'm praying, I like to go through that and just see the countries and begin to call out the countries as we call them out. One of the things we started a few years ago in Gideon's in our prayer meeting is to pray over the pastors in the city. Call them by name. Now, Brian's name's been called a few times. Henry's been called for a long time. But it's good for us, too, to get to know the community. These are our leaders in here, our spiritual doctors that care for our spirits. And I want to challenge you on one other thing. When you go to the doctor's office and you see that Gideon Bible sitting right here, open it up and read it. And when you're done, leave it open like Jeremiah here. What a difference the Word of God makes. What a difference. Look what it's did in our lives. And he's not through. There's great things ahead. There's great things ahead. Because there's going to be one day, like the song we sang, we're going to see him part the clouds. And we're going to go home. But I want to make sure that everyone I come in contact with, I have an opportunity to do what I've been called to do. That's just speak life. Speak the Word of God into the heart and life. Ken had mentioned about different support. Gideon's gained their support, their funds for purchasing Bibles two ways. One is through Gideon's, personally. Gideon's an auxiliary. And the other is through the church. We are a missions branch to the church. That's all we are. We get the privilege of coming into the body of Christ, share the message, and then for those that prefer to donate, they can donate, and it goes towards purchasing Bibles. Another thing, you guys have did the Gideon cards for years around here, recognition in memory of a variety of different areas that it can support, and the Gideon gift card program, you can donate $25 and five Bibles are donated in their honor. And it's a neat little card. We get gifts in a lot of different ways, but you know, when you give the Word of God out, which Gideons have already given out over 2 billion copies of the Word of God. You know, I sometimes wonder if paper's still going to be out there, and he's called us home, and these things are sitting around here. Someone's going to pick it up, and it's going to touch lives, because that's what the Word of God does. So I just want to thank you for your support of Gideons. I want to thank you for your church, for your pastors, and for you guys. Let's make a difference in our community. Get into the Word of God and see what the Word of God does in and through you. It's exciting. Mr. Ken? There we go.
Rick, we do appreciate you coming and sharing with us. Rick will be back at the doors going out. And on the table right next to where he's going to be is going to be a place where you can, if you haven't made an offering so far, you can put something in there. I was kind of surprised. He was talking about the Bible being an owner's manual. We talked about that thing this morning in our Sunday school. But the impact to the inmates is dramatic because sometimes you have to be flat on your back to finally look up, which I think is a Tommy Smith statement or a quote. But it's nice to have the Gideons there to give them the glasses to look up so they can actually see some good detail. Let's have the praise team come up and
yes, Max. All right, who would stand? Our closing hymn is 185, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.